You wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Rollin'. Weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV One's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. And today, Roland talks to South African musician Hugh Masekela.
Wow.
How old is he now, Roland?
He old.
He's 75? That's old. Like 75.
Wow. No. He is, I'm looking up right now.
That's going to be a good interview.
He is 74. He'll be 75 on April 4th.
Oh. Mm. Wow. Hugh Masekela. All right.
That's right.
Good morning, Roland, from Washington, D.C.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and my favorite weave-wearing woman, Lonnie Love. Lonnie, how you doing?
Good morning, right. Roland.
Our man at the Department of Justice, Attorney General Eric Holder, has really been focused on racial inequities in our legal system since he became the first black attorney general. And yesterday at Georgetown University, he gave a speech dealing with the issue of felons, convictions, and restoring their right to vote. Here's a snippet of what he had to say.
There is no rational reason to take away someone's voting rights for life just because they've committed a crime, especially after they've completed their sentence and made amends.
Now, of course, he doesn't have the authority to change state laws, but he really is using the bully pulpit to push states to do so. Of course, former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell signed an executive order restoring some of those rights, but many other states have not made those changes. Joining us right now is Judith Brown Diana. She is the co-director of the Advancement Project. And Judith, this is a critical issue. Some 7% of the folks involved who are affected by this are African American. That was one of the stats that was sent. So there are a lot of people out there who have paid their debt to society and who still, frankly, cannot vote, as he said, for life.
That's right. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, this is a huge issue. You know, Advancement Project did work in Virginia, where we were able to push on the governor to do automatic restoration for only nonviolent felonies. But when you think about it, 1 in 5 African Americans in the state of Virginia cannot vote due to felony convictions. And what's important is a place like Florida, over 1 million people cannot vote due to felony convictions. And so you can imagine the war on drugs and the devastation it's had in African American communities is also playing out by taking away our voting power by disenfranchising people with felony convictions for a lifetime in some states. There's 4 states that disenfranchise.